And on the line, joining me as always on a Monday afternoon is Dr. Pearl Coupe for our Pearl of Wisdom for this week. Dr. Pearl, I hope you enjoyed Mother's Day yesterday. Welcome back to the catch up.
I did. Thank you. I enjoyed it very much. It was a great day of celebrating mothers who don't often get celebrated. So still to all the mothers out there, a very happy belated Mother's Day. And let me encourage everyone, let's make every day a Mother's Day. I mean, these are just phenomenal people who have to multitask, do 1 million things. So let's make every day some version of Mother's Day.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. And so you're back with another Pearl of Wisdom for this week. You did hint that we're going to be reading from Proverbs 22 and verse 6. So I told everybody, get your Bible so that when she comes on, you're ready for the session, right? Please do let us know, Dr. Pearl, what we're talking about for the Pearl of Wisdom for the week.
Yes, well, I thought, you know, yesterday was Mother's Day, and a mother obviously is a parent. And so I really got inspired and encouraged just to give pearls of wisdom to parents today. So I want to give a few nuggets to parents, and starting off just by encouraging parents, because it's not easy to parent, you know, especially in this season. And I know that people will say, well, it's not easy to parent, you know, anyway, in any season. That's true. But I think in this era, this dispensation that we live in, especially the technological season. So there's a lot of technology going on. There are a lot of iPhones, their phones, their laptops. So a lot of things that children shouldn't have access to and that mess up their minds and thinking, like pornography, like, you know, bullying. It's so much easier to be bullied through iPhones, Facebook, all these social media platforms. We've seen a real increase in suicides and depression because of social media pressure. Yes, they say that depression has gone sky high because social media teaches us to look for likes, right? So we feel good when we get that like. It's like an approval. It's like we're being validated.
Yeah.
And when somebody takes issue with you on social media, some people's whole day is ruined. And that will happen when your identity is not in Christ. So I post a lot on Facebook, and not everybody agrees with me. Sometimes I get lots and lots of likes and shares. Sometimes I get people who confront me, and I'm okay with that. I don't expect everybody to agree with me. I'm okay. So don't let it mess up your day. But I'm just saying to all parents, children are more vulnerable. Young children, remember, they're going through that age and stage of wanting to be liked. There's peer pressure. They're not quite sure of their identity, who they are. They're still looking for their identity. And so validation from their peers is much, much more important. So this word is for you, parents. Knowing the season that we're in, knowing that the time that we're in, let me start off with this, just to say, be encouraged to validate your child. And to also make sure that your child knows that God has validated them above all. Above all. Jeremiah 1:5, you know, God is talking to Jeremiah. And he says, Jeremiah, I knew you before you were formed and fashioned in your mother's womb. I already knew you. And I already ordained a purpose for you. I already ordained you to be a prophet to the nations. So as parents, I want to encourage us to, on two levels, make sure that your child is validated so they don't have to look for outside validation from criminals. There's some criminals on social media. There are pedophiles looking for victims and vulnerable children. There are people who are not well-meaning. So let's start the validation at home. And the way we can do that validation is, one, letting them know, first and foremost, that, listen, God knew you even before you were formed. You're not an accident, no matter what anybody says. You're not a coincidence. You're a God incidence. So start by validating them with the word and letting them know that God planned them. Even if human beings say you were not planned, but God planned you. And God, you were not a mistake with him. So validate them first and foremost in God. In him, I live and move and have my being. Our identity must be in Christ. So validate them in God and let their identity be in Christ so they don't go outside. And then you also validate them. You know, my mother, I love my mother. God bless her heart. She transitioned to glory 3 years ago. And one of the things that I always used to hear from her is she would just tell me, how's mommy's pretty girl? Pretty girl, you know, and it became something that I looked forward to. So, you know, I would actually provoke her now. If she didn't say it, I would say, am I mommy's pretty girl? And she would say, yes, of course, you're mommy's pretty girl. Aww. But you see, if we don't do that, especially with girls out there, guess what? Our girls are going to go and look for validation outside.
Yeah.
And there's some young men or young people out there who are going to validate them with an agenda. You know what I mean, Z?
Yeah.
They're not validating them because they believe that they're wise, they're smart, they're clever, or they're pretty. They're validating them with an underground agenda of maybe wanting to get them into bed. And so if we leave our young people looking for validation that they don't get at home, they're going to look for it outside. So that's what I want to encourage the parents. Look, approve your child. Let them know that God has approved them, and you also validate them, especially the fathers with their children. Validate your children, validate your sons, validate your daughters. And sure. Then the second thing I also want to say, Proverbs 22:6, which you mentioned.
Yes.
It talks about parents teaching and training their children. It says teach and train them. And the Amplified version actually says that they train them in line, in accordance with their leaning, their sure. bent, their gift.
Sure.
So it's not just training them. But in other words, look for what is special. What is your child passionate about doing? And what do they do naturally? That's their gift. So train them in line with God's word, but also train them in line with God's gift, because that's their purpose. That's what God actually formed and fashioned them to do. Mm. So I want to encourage parents to do that. Look for the leaning, the bent. What does your child gravitate towards naturally? My daughter Kalita always gravitated towards worship.
Yeah.
And so even when she went to study and do her degree in the United States, she went to study music, a degree in music and film scoring. Mm. And when you do that, you won't struggle. Many children become so-called problem children or rebellious children simply because they've not been trained and equipped in line with their natural gift and what they gravitate to and what they can do naturally. So those are my nuggets of wisdom. Let's train and teach our children, especially in this time. And I want to, as a last thing, just to say to parents, we're living in a very, very challenging world, a world where there's a lot of immorality, a world where there's a lot of criminality, a world where there's different agendas. And Romans 12:2 says we must not conform to the world.
Amen.
So as we train and equip our children, let's not train them in line with the world. Train them in line with the word, but not in line with the world. And even in some educational systems now, you find that our children are being encouraged in some educational systems to learn about sexual immorality, promiscuity. Mm. They're being encouraged to learn things that are contrary to our Christian faith. Sure. Contrary to our Christian faith. So that means, parents, that there's an extra requirement of us to start training our children at home.
Yes.
Because some governments are changing the law now.
Yes.
And making it a necessity that our children be trained in diametrically opposed ways that is opposed to our faith. So that means we need to ground them at home. Mm. We need to let them know that according to our faith, sex outside of marriage is not in line with our faith. So we need to conduct all that training at home. So those are my nuggets for today, is to say, parents, yes, let's enjoy our children. Let's protect our children, because that responsibility and accountability has been put on us by God. He expects us to account for those children and for us to train them up in God's ways and God's principles, according to God's mandate, God's agenda. And so let's take that responsibility. Let's approve and validate our children with the word of God and with the knowledge that God approved them, regardless of how they look, Regardless of how big or small their nose is or their forehead or what color skin they are, God has approved them, validated them, and let's also validate them, and let's teach and train them and equip them to resist every immoral and principles that are not aligned to our faith. So be encouraged, parents. Yes. We can do this.
Yes. Oh, my word. So important. Thank you so much, Dr. Pearl. I think literally what you've done is you've just pulled us back a little and said, hey, listen, don't forget the basics and the foundation. Don't forget that, you know, because we can get so caught up in doing so many things, trying to provide for the kids, make them great, and, you know, other aspects, and yet we forget what is so important, training them up in the will of God and the ways of the Lord. And that is so important. It's so much so to God that it's obviously in His word, you know, how we should raise our children and, you know, build our families as believers, especially in the time that we're living in. So thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Yes. And that scripture is not for teachers, by the way. It's for parents.
Yes.
So don't leave all the teaching and training to teachers. It's actually written for parents. And it's not teach and train, you know, don't allow the TV and the cell phones to teach and train your children, because some of us allow the TV to babysit your children.
Yeah.
And there's so many immoral programs out there. There's so much pornography out there. So don't leave the teaching and training to your TV, to the cell phone, not even to your housekeeper. You have a responsibility to put in those faith values, that foundation in your child. Psalms 11:3 says, what can the righteous do if the foundations be destroyed?
That's right.
So we have a responsibility to put those Christian kingdom foundations in our children, so that they can stand firm. They have a biblical Christian worldview that they can defend and they can stand for.
And the church said amen. Thank you, Mama Pearl, for always keeping it real. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. And we'll catch up again next week.